Hi everyone, this is Jen and Sam and welcome to our podcast Miracle Mindset,
where we give you our unsolicited, probably unwanted advice.
But if you want to become the best version of yourself, start believing in yourself a little bit more, then tune in every Sunday for the podcast.
Cheers.
Bye. Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of Miracle Mindsets. I wanted to do this episode all about how to be more attractive and magnetic. I actually did it maybe a week ago and I posted it, but I don't think that I said the things I wanted to say. I think I wanted to make it about how to be more magnetic, because I think that so much of how attractive you are comes from your energy and comes from the way you show up in the world. And being attractive and confident and magnetic has so much impact on every area of your life, like your dating life. I know when I've been insecure and don't feel good enough for myself, the way I act and the way I show up, the things that I say and maybe feel insecure about, are not in alignment with somebody who is confident. And I think that to be a high value woman, you need to show up without feeling like you're in competition with anyone. I think that so many times when we go into dating or trying to look for a relationship, we think that we're competing with other people and we think that they might be looking at other girls, or there's always that element of that you don't feel good enough. And I think that that emulates so much when you're in the dating game. And I think there's nothing more attractive than when you know what you bring to the table. That starts obviously with the inner work. And so that's why I wanted to re-record this, because I feel like there's just a misconception that being attractive is about physical and about your physical appearance. Obviously, dressing well, taking care of your mind and your body is a factor of it. It definitely is. And I definitely know that since I've worked out and I take care of myself and I've invested in like skincare and facials, go in the gym more and a PT and things, I feel more physically attractive. And so it makes me feel more confident. But inequalities, how you act, how you show up, how you treat people, making people feel special, like making every person that you're with feel heard and loved, will make you so attractive. And that's the most gorgeous thing. It doesn't really matter how you look, because 3-4 years ago when I just didn't feel like myself, I had cystic acne, I was like 3 or 4 stone heavier, I was just a shell of myself mentally and physically. I am still the same woman. I've just grown and grown into myself, and I focus more on what I bring to the table than what I lack. And I think that really, really is such an important point. Stop focusing on what you lack. Stop focusing on areas that you're not good enough or where you fall short, and start to focus on your strengths. If I always compared myself to somebody that was really good at something that I am not very good at, I'll always feel inadequate. But if I focus on the things that I'm good at, the qualities that I like about myself, and how I can show up in my light with more confidence, you are your biggest project. I think I might say this in every podcast, but when your energy is going on somebody else, you're not focusing on growing yourself. You're not focusing on your path. You're not focusing on where you're heading. So you're going to stay stagnant and you're not going to feel good about yourself. And you know how this works, guys, by now. You know how this works. Law of attraction, what you feel, what you think, what you put out there, you're going to emulate back. So start to focus on what you are good at, your strengths. What are your amazing qualities? I said it on the previous attractive podcast. You are a canvas. Think of yourself as your project, and you can create the woman or man that you want to be. So it's figuring out where you are now, who you want to become, and bridging the gap in between. And so bridging the gap starts with doing that work. If you want to be a person who shows up for herself every day, who dresses nice, smells amazing, treats people really nicely, is confident, that is where you start to bridge the gap. Break that down. I want to be a better listener. start to listen to YouTube videos about how can I listen more. Honestly, I think that so much of my personality has came from the work that I did years ago. I always used to listen to how to be a better listener, how to be more charismatic, how to connect to people. And you learn so much. Like, there's so much to be said for human connection. And even just, you can sit opposite someone and eye contact and truly listening to somebody will make them feel so loved and so connected, and it helps break down a lot of walls. If you struggle to have really deep conversations with people, start by sitting opposite someone, start looking at them in the eye, even if it feels a little bit uncomfortable. Ask questions. I always used conversation starters. These are skills that you work on, the same as the way you go to the gym, the same as the way growing muscle, the same as getting better at maths. Like, this is a muscle. Your charisma, your attractiveness, your personality, your confidence is a muscle and it needs work. So if there's areas where you know that you fall short on, don't focus on the lack, like I was saying before. Focus on building them, focus on building the character. The first point that I want to make in attraction is self-confidence. Confidence is truly like a magnet. And if you greet someone with so much enthusiasm, a hug, love, you will see them start to emulate that energy back to you. Remember that self-confidence is genuinely a magnet, and how you show up, it will bring that same kind of vibe towards you and it'll draw people towards you. So when you're confident, you have this kind of energy where people want to be around you. I love being around confident people who know what they bring to the table, who have amazing chat, who aren't worried. And you know what? If you don't feel confident and you worry about what people think about you, that is okay as well, because me and Jen have both been in that situation where we overanalyze every little thing and we think we're silly and, oh my God, what did they think of me? But a huge factor of that is self-confidence. And in the book Healing is the New High, he does this meditation where you sit and visualize yourself meeting somebody new and them talking to you, and you're not thinking at all, I wonder what they think of me, what should I say next? You sit and you analyze them and think, do I like the qualities that this person's bringing? Do I like what they're saying? And it's a big shift, because so often we are so in our heads about, are we saying the right thing? I wonder if they like us, without sitting to question, do they fit your values? Do you like them? And that is where a big chunk of confidence comes from, is when you start to, when you feel secure enough in yourself to push it outwards and say, is this person valuable to me? And even in the dating game, it's such a big thing. We go into it and you might not even like the person, but if you're not feeling confident yourself, you're latching on to the validation for them. Are you entertaining people because you don't feel good enough in yourself? You've got to ask that, because you want to attract someone that is abundant, aligned to you, that builds you up. And you don't want to attract someone just because you want somebody to validate you, because you've got to fill that void within yourself. I talk to myself, guys. I talk to myself. How are you doing? How are you feeling? What do you need to work on? And I will write my affirmations every morning. I am good enough. At the moment, a big affirmation for me is I have more than enough time and energy. I see God's presence in every area of my life. You can't be helped if you're not willing to be helped, if that makes sense. So start to ask for blessings. Start to do your affirmations in the morning. Feel good. Look at yourself in the mirror. Don't be picking yourself apart. Start to build yourself up and remind yourself of your strengths and the things that you've overcame. When I was doing this work, I remember going on a walk, right? And I listed to myself the things that I've overcame. I started to list the things that I've achieved. And you might think you've not even achieved things, but guys, like, you have. You have achieved so much more than you think that you have. Like, you've got over a really difficult time. You might have got over a breakup. You might have asked for a raise when you were too scared to. You might have booked a solo trip. There's all little things that where you might have pushed yourself a tiny bit out of your comfort zone, and you need to celebrate those things. Like, you need to celebrate your accomplishments, and over time you'll start to find yourself being more comfortable in your own skin, and that is so attractive. Another aspect of attractiveness is authenticity. If you're not being yourself, you are not gonna bring to you the right people, the right opportunities. When you've got a mask on, when you're hiding aspects of yourself to the world, you will attract what you are showing. There's been times in my life a couple of years ago where I would put on a facade of confidence and I wasn't confident. And so I'd attract the wrong people who would trigger my insecurities. When you are yourself and when you are genuine and authentic, you will be so much more attractive. I promise, guys. Like, you are you for a reason. You've got to remember that. You aren't the other person that you keep comparing yourself to. A massive part of being authentic is being vulnerable. I remember before I'd even started this podcast, I've got a weight journey video on my YouTube. I'll actually link it down below, where I talk about my struggles being rejected by boys in high school, not feeling good enough, trying to fit into all my friends' clothes to try and feel good in myself, getting blackout drunk. I've been so vulnerable about my body, about my insecurities, and I promise you guys, being vulnerable allows for connection. It allows for healing. When you allow parts of yourself to be seen that you're not proud of, that you were maybe ashamed of, there will be the right people to come and mend those wounds. I promise. Like, people reach out to us that are going through such a hard time, and the only reason they're reaching out is because they've heard about times that we've, you know, gone through hardship. Don't be afraid to be vulnerable with people, guys. Like, I promise, the right people will come and mend your wounds. And when you're constantly trying to hide, remember, what you run from will chase you. When you stand up to your fears, they will fall. They will fall away. But when you run away from them, they'll constantly keep chasing you. And so when you're trying to hide your insecurities, what you feel you lack, what you're embarrassed about, what you're insecure about in your body, there'll be things that trigger it again and again and again because you've not healed. You've not allowed yourself to be vulnerable. You've not allowed yourself to be authentic. And I think that being authentic, it builds trust with people. It allows people to confide in you. You realize that you're not on your own as well. So many people, guys, have insecurities about the body. I certainly do. I know Jen does. I literally said on the podcast the other week, like, I have a beard. There's things that aren't in proportion on my body, and I'm okay with that. I'm learning to embrace the beard, guys. But there's so many things that I don't necessarily love about myself. There's so many things that, you know, I wish were a little bit different. I wish that I had perkier boobs, you know? I wish I didn't have tingers, genuine fingers. My toes are so long, they hang off every sandal that I wear. There's so many little things that I'd want to change, but you know what? Like, I've learned to love those parts, and in my last relationship, and like, I'd laugh about that stuff with them, and they still love you. They still, you know, the right person for you will still love you regardless. Like, don't feel like you have to be perfect, because nobody is, guys. Like, love those parts of yourself that are unlovable. Because nobody is perfect. I know you hear it all the time, but genuinely, nobody is perfect. And if you have that insecurity, so many other people will have that insecurity. But we don't talk about our insecurities. That's the thing. We don't talk about what we don't love about ourselves. Why would we? Because we don't want to draw attention to it. So we all have little things that we hide and little things that we feel insecure about. But just remember that everybody else does as well. Everybody has things that they're not proud of, that they would rather change, and that is okay. When you know that other people are probably struggling with the same thing, you can kind of let it go. You can kind of accept it. We can't spend our life chasing perfection. We need to chase connection and happiness and contentment and peace. So much more important things to chase than looking a certain way. I've done it, guys. I have genuinely chased perfection. I'd write in my journal every day, I want to be pretty. I want to have a chiseled face. I want to like be tiny and da da da. I'd always write these things. And when I was at my smallest, I hate the word tiny, by the way, but when I was at my slimmest, I was so unhappy because I was chasing this thing that I thought would bring me happiness, when actually it stripped me of my happiness. What makes me happy is my family, is connection, is travel, is adventure, connecting with all yous. I know what brings me happiness now because I've learned to know myself. So when you know what makes you happy, truly happy though, and sitting with yourself and hone in on them, work on them and appreciate them, you'll start to feel more happy. and you won't need all of this external validation and perfection. But a big thing that I want to make a point of is that being magnetic doesn't always mean attracting people to you. We always kind of think attraction is about how people see us, but it also goes two ways. It's like a boomerang, and it's how you make other people feel. Making people feel valued, I would genuinely go as far to say, as attraction really isn't about you at all. It's about the other person. When you think about when you fancy someone or your friendships, you like them because of how they make you feel. You know, you like that person in front of you because of the love that they have gave to you and that you give to them. And it's about truly the way we all think is about ourselves, isn't it? We want to work because we want to make money. We want love to feel loved. We want friendship so that we can confide in someone. And so remember that when you're trying to be more attractive and magnetic, you want to make people feel special. I honestly love connection. And so I feel like this is what I'm genuinely passionate about. When you make people feel special and feel loved and feel like you're all in and feel like you're listening and they can trust you, they will love, adore, and find you so gorgeous and so magnetic. Honestly, it's such an amazing quality to have. And active listening and really truly listening to someone is such a good way to achieve this. We're often listening to someone thinking about what we're going to say next, or we zone out and think about what we're having for tea. And that is not making someone feel valued. When you genuinely listen to someone and listen to them and get to know them and ask deep questions and really find out who they are, and you find out qualities of them, and they look at you and think, oh, she's so interested in me, I can trust her, I confide in her. And when you demonstrate that you care about someone, it just makes you so attractive. It makes you have deeper connections and it makes you magnetic. The third way to be more attractive and magnetic is to be positive. I'm not being funny, guys. There is nothing more unattractive or draining than being with someone who is pessimistic all the time. It's painful, genuine. It is painful. Like, you want to be somebody that people see as a little bit of a light. You want to be someone who sees the good in things, not only for other people, but for yourself. Like, if you're constantly picking out the negatives, oh, the weather's rubbish today, or have you seen what's on the news, or I don't feel very good today, or, you know, doom and gloom, it's not doing anything for you. And I think I have gone through periods where I haven't felt very good. But what I'm saying is you need to cultivate a positive mind, because it makes you feel good. And that is the most important thing. When you feel good, you'll emulate positively. People will be more attracted to you and you will feel good in yourself. You'll focus more on your goals. You'll feel more aligned. Negative energy is more powerful than positive energy. So when, like, people are more sucked into negativity, so you need to make sure that you surround yourself with positive people. You're doing your gratitudes daily. Try and see the silver linings in challenging situations. Try and, if you do naturally tend to be more negative, I actually scheduled a quote for Miracle Mindsets, and it says, just because it hasn't worked out doesn't mean it isn't working out. Sometimes the things that life, the universe, God rejects you from is a blessing, and it's redirecting you to better, this or something better. Just because it isn't working out doesn't mean it isn't working out. Things work out best case scenario. I can overcome any situation. Just affirm to yourself little things, have mantras, you know, pull yourself out of negativity, because it just doesn't serve you. And it might feel good at the time to have a little moan and to have a little rant, but you're only hurting yourself. I wanted to actually touch on a little bit of NLP. The neuro-linguistic programming. I've not actually completed the course yet, but it talks so much about the power of your body language and the power of the things that you say and the way you see the world. How you carry yourself can make you so much more attractive. And so when I was doing the NLP course, when you think of a depressed or sad person, what do you envision? You see the shoulders hunched, kind of looking down. And when you go on a walk, for example, this is in one of the tapes, when you go on a walk, you should look up and look at far distances, and it increases your well-being and increases your mood, basically. So when you're looking down, when you're hunched over, you are sending signals to your body that you're depressed, that you don't feel good. When you shake yourself off, when you do body tapping, when you lift your head high, when you smile, the power of body language, I don't think I spoke about enough. So stand tall, make eye contact with people, be open, like don't have your hands crossed all the time. People read body language more than they read what you're saying. Remember that. A lot of what we think and feel is emulated through our body. When we cross our hands and cross our arms, it shows that we're closed off. When we're facing away from someone whilst they're talking, it shows them that we want to leave. The power of body language is incredible. So make sure that you have your shoulders back, you lift your head up. Breenie Lee said on one of her podcasts, when you feel sad, it is a choice. And when you can, and if you do this exercise, so you lift your shoulders up, you push them back, you smile for 20 seconds, you laugh a little bit, force yourself to laugh. Tell me you're in a bad mood after that. You're not. And don't ignore the power of body language and how you sit and how you hold yourself, because it affects your mood, it affects your vibe, and it also... Let's move on to a little bit of self-care and personal growth. Self-care is obviously such a big thing. Like, I love taking my vitamins every morning. I make a green juice. I've started doing overnight oats. Not been hitting the gym as much. I can't lie. I have had a couple of weeks off because I started this job. It's 8 till 4, Monday to Friday, and I just don't feel like my head's been in it. And I am honouring that space because I'm focusing more on the podcast. I just did a workshop. I did my very first workshop, guys, with no one from MM. So it wasn't like people that listen to me and know me. So it was very nerve-wracking, but I absolutely loved it. And I'm going to do a breathwork class for them as well. Expect that I'll be doing breathwork at some of our sessions, which is exciting. But investing in your physical and mental well-being is so important. You probably spend so much money on clothes, so much money on Aperol spritz, if you may, so much money on makeup or travel or whatever it is, but are you investing in your health? Like, if you look at your diet, are you getting everything that you need? You know, are you putting back into your body? You are what you eat. Our food affects our vibe so much. When you're eating sugar, when you're eating like sweetener and artificial sweetener, it affects your ability to transmit energy, basically. Don't forget, we are energy. Our body, when you zoom in on our cells under a magnifying glass, they are moving, they are energy, and they're made up of what we put into our body. So our food, what we drink, the way we think will release chemicals. So it's so important to have a healthy diet, to take vitamins. If you're lacking anything, do regular exercise, move your body, find out what works for you. Sleep enough. Sleep is so important for your mental health and physical health. Investing in your mental health and your personal growth. Like, don't talk about people. Talk about things that you're excited about. Talk about growth, talk about where you see yourself going, you know, like constantly be learning and growing. That is something that I'm obsessed with. If you're listening to this podcast, you are investing in yourself and you're wanting better for yourself, which is amazing. And I think that something so attractive about putting effort into learning and growing, reading books, you know, learning about things that you're falling short on, like, if you are struggling with money, you are a badass by Jen Sincero, Think and Grow Rich. If you're struggling to be in the present moment, The Power of Now, The Untethered Soul, like, start to work on the things that you're struggling with, and it can make you just, when you're focused on growth and focused on building yourself up, it just makes you more magnetic and more attractive naturally. Like, being able to say, oh, I do this for myself, this is my side hobby, you know, this is what I'm working on. It just sounds so much more attractive than, I just work and I get back and I'm drained, so I don't really do anything. I just watch Corrie. And it's okay if you do that again, but just see the difference between putting into yourself and just like kind of accepting life as it is and not pouring into yourself. Like, there's big differences. And when you can show up as a person who works on herself or himself. I actually like need to stop saying her and always saying gals and things like that, because we do have men that listen. But working on your mental health, like, how much more attractive, right, is this? I show up for myself. So I've got my side hobby. I invest in my friendships. I've got really good plans. I'm trying this new yoga class. I'm reading this book. Me and my friends are going to a new workshop. I'm working on my confidence. So I'm actually going on a few dates, or closed-minded. And yeah, I just really don't see the point in investing in myself. I hate exercise. Oh God, the weather's rubbish. Once when I get in, I'm just literally going to pig out and just watch TV. Like, I'm so tired. You know what I mean? Like, there's two very, very different aspects. And sometimes you can fall into that thing, fall into that category where you just can't be bothered investing in yourself. But when it becomes a habit to not invest in yourself, that is where it's a big problem. And recognizing that in yourself is the key to change. The key to change is awareness. The final thing that I want to talk about is karma. Karma, baby, karma. When you are kind, when you give back to people, it makes you so much more magnetic. When you're not out for yourself all the time, when you genuinely care about other people, when you give back, when you help others, it just makes you so much more magnetic, attractive, and it makes you more successful in life. It really does. When you can connect with people and empathize with people and care for others and not just be out for yourself, which is a struggle nowadays. I think we live in a society that does put your personal success at top priority. You know, get more money, be in competition with others, work your way to the top. I think we live in that kind of society at the minute, and especially we are focused on lack. We're focused on, there's a lot going on in life at the minute, where, and I think money struggles are very, very real. But when you can, or where you can, give your time, volunteer, give your energy to people. So, like, I seen on a post by Karina Thaler. She's actually coming on the podcast, guys. She put on a post about homelessness, and these people are sitting outside in treacherous conditions, really struggling mentally, physically. And we walk past them as if they're nothing. And to be fair, I always acknowledge them. I really do. But every homeless person that I've walked past or I've seen recently, I have give back to them. I've had a chat with them, or I bought this lady a sausage roll. Me and my friend after the workshop last night, she wanted a Mackie. So I drove around the Mackie's drive-thru, and there was a guy sat near the window where people were getting the food. And I was like, why are you sitting there? Like, you need to sit near where the order so that they can get you something. He's like, no, love, I don't want to pester people. He was reading a book, and I literally thought, oh, I know what I'm going to do. So I got my little mayo chicken and chips, and I gave it to him. And I thought, you know what? I will eat when I get home. You can have this. I've probably spent maximum £10 on 3 or 4 different people over the past couple of weeks. But for me, for them, that is changing a part of their day. They don't have access to be able to go into Greg's and order whatever they want, to realize how fortunate we are to have the things that we do. And maybe you aren't in the best position at the minute financially, and that's okay as well, but maybe you can give back in other ways. Maybe you can, when you next go past someone, how are you doing, you okay, I hope you're okay, I don't have any money, but do you know, just even acknowledge them. It just does so much for people. And just giving back in different ways. Maybe you can't do it financially at the moment, but maybe it is your time. Maybe it is reaching out to someone that you know that's struggling. That kindness goes a long way. And I think that at the minute, when everybody is struggling a little bit, you know, money is tight, whatever it may be, people need a little bit of love and a little bit of care. So my final point is to be kind and to realize that, you know, people don't have it as good as we do, where our main focus is bettering ourselves and how to bloody be more attractive and magnetic. You know what I mean? Like, people, there's real life issues going on, and it's good that we acknowledge that and we care for people. And yeah, so I really hope this podcast has helped, has made you feel inspired. Remember that it isn't about becoming anybody else. It's about becoming the best version of yourself. So when you're more caring, magnetic, confident, you will just draw people in. But thank you so much for listening to another episode of MM. I'll see you next Sunday for another episode. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Miracle Mindsets. If you enjoyed it, please let us know in Apple Podcast reviews or on our Instagram, Miracle Mindsets.
We love you all and we will see you next week.
Bye. Bye.